guys, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem, and today is Sunday afternoon, and I just wanted to do a little recap on my weekend. I don't know if you guys heard my last podcast. Oh my God, it was such a scandal, but you know, I'm in better spirits right now, but I just basically just wanted to do this little recap of my weekend. My weekend was just really chill. Friday, I decided to deactivate my Instagram, my personal Instagram, because I just feel like it's not fulfilling me anymore. It's actually taken from me, and I just needed a break emotionally from Instagram. Just a break from the clout, the clout chasers, the fake standards of perfection and what society says is beauty, and it's just so toxic. And I have to deactivate for a little while. My business Instagram, official Burning Sage, is still up. I haven't really posted anything on my Burning Sage page lately because I'm working on new material and new. I'm working on rebranding Burning Sage. I love my Buddha as the logo, but I'm just looking into making something else. Not that I'm not going to use my Buddha because that is the logo, but I'm just looking in to just, like, you know, turn up a notch. So right now I'm focusing on that, and I'm just focusing on my mental health and all around just me, everything that I have, my businesses, my daughter, you know, everything. It's just like a lot. So I just had to deactivate my personal page. I just needed a mental detox, a mental reset, and I had to do it. And I really don't feel like the need to reactivate it anytime soon. No shade. Instagram, I feel like it's interesting, and it does have good aspects to it when you're looking for something, like, say, you see these inspirational quotes, or you might discover new artists, or you might discover new content that is just, like, refreshing. I only love to watch things like that. But I am going through a process of, I guess, grief. Those that know and those that don't know, I lost my little cousin, Z, last month. Well, a couple of weeks ago. And the grief has been, like, bothering me, you know. And like I said, I've lost a lot of people in my life, but my little cousin, losing him so young at 24, it's bothering me a lot. So a lot of things trigger me. And last week, two boys from Harlem, they went missing, and the family couldn't find them. And, like, it seemed like everybody was looking for them. And then they found one of the little boys in the Harlem River. And that's, like, right outside of my window, not too far from my apartment. I believe they found him on 135th. I live on 131st. So I'm hearing all of the helicopters by my building. It was just very, very emotional for me, knowing that those little boys just, you know, lost their lives. And then I believe they said yesterday they found the 11-year-old boy, Alpha. It broke my heart because I could only imagine what their parents are going through. So I deleted my Instagram, deactivated my Instagram just on the simple fact that those two boys lost their lives. And no, I did not know them, but they could have been my kid. You know, it could have happened to anybody. So I just felt like I had to have a moment of solitude and grieve with that family. Even if I don't know them, it bothered me so bad. So I just felt like I needed to deactivate my Instagram. So this weekend was really, really chill. Besides the, if you listen, I would go into details about my last podcast, but if you guys want to hear it, you guys need to hear it. I'm not going to even elaborate on that anymore. That was just a doozy. I waste my time, and, you know, it is what it is. But never will I ever speak to that guy again. He was definitely see you next Tuesday. You understand me? Like, and I can't subscribe. So anyway, that's it. I don't really want to talk too much. I don't really have too much to say. Wait, is there anything that I wanted to mention before I go? Let's see. Not really. I'm sure there is something that I need to mention, and I'm gonna be like, oh, and another thing, because I'm so long-winded. What? Right now, I can't think of anything, but I'm gonna cook dinner. I'm gonna make some chicken and dumplings tonight in honor of my dad. My dad made the best chicken and dumplings. The best chicken and dumplings. And it was a certain type of chicken that he used to get. I can't think of the name of the chicken. I think it was called fricassee. Listen, those that's from the South maybe correct me. I don't remember the name of the chicken, but they had it in the market and I bought some of the chicken. This is my first time making this kind of chicken and dumplings. It's not regular just chicken that you get from the store. Like, you know, like it's a certain type. What is the name of it? I can't think of it. My dad used to call it fricassee chicken. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. So don't quote me. But he's from the South. God rest his soul. He's from the South. So probably the Southern, you know, my Southerners, they know what that means, the chicken that my dad used. But it's like a really good chicken. And I don't even really eat a lot of meat, but I like this chicken. It's not tough. It's not, I just can't explain it. It's just a really good flavor. And I'm going to make chicken and dumplings tonight for dinner. I'm probably going to go do a load of laundry. And that's it. I'm just going to basically chill out and watch. But this is the Bad Boys Club. It comes on Zeus Network. I think that is one of my most toxic things that I've do. I love that show. And it's really toxic. And here I go talking about I want to delete my Instagram because it's so toxic. And I'm watching this toxic show. It's absolutely hilarious. It's about like these guys. They're probably like from the age of 20 to the age of like, I would say 29, and they're all in one house and it's like the Bad Girls Club, but this a boys club, and some of them are gay, some of them are straight, but all they do is fight, and it's very catty and it's very entertaining. And I also believe like, Baddies West reunion is coming on. So, you know, that's what I have for tonight to do. And tomorrow is full steam ahead work. But, today I'm just relaxing and loving on me. After I do the laundry and stuff, it's probably going to be a self-care Sunday, you know, just get a little exfoliation going on in my skin, give myself a nice little facial, you know, and just love on me because, like, honestly, I'm feeling a little heavy. Like, my mental spirit is a little heavy, and it does not matter what I realize. When you feeling that way, you have to make sure that you address that. You allow yourself to feel that. Because, like, I look at myself and I'm like, why am I feeling this way? Which is so weird. And I realize the things that I'm feeling right now has nothing to do really with me. It's everything to do with the outside of me. Like, the grieving and the things that's happening in my community and the gun violence and these weird car accidents and drunk drivers and kids drowning, those things are beyond my control. And those things are making me very, very heavy and sad. And I also feel like God is like, these are out of your control and it's nothing you can do. Because in that case, I will lose my damn mind. Like, worrying about everything that's happening in society. It's not going to ever stop. But I just feel like it just bothers me. So that's why I don't watch the news. I haven't watched the news, I think, probably like since like COVID, because like when COVID hit, it was nothing but toxicity on the news every day. A Debbie Downer. Today was like doomsday. So I just stopped watching the news. I stopped reading the newspaper. I don't put anything inside my body, my mind, spirit that is not gonna make me feel uplifted and happy. So that's why I had to deactivate my Instagram for a while. Just so I can focus on other things like reading more, watching more documentaries, taking more nature walks in the park, and really just getting back to my essence of who I was before social media. I was carefree. I like to go fishing and skating and paint and write poetry and go to the studio and create music. I have lost that girl, you know, because life is here. I'm a mom now. I have to run my businesses. I have to make sure that my bills are paid. I have to take care of my daughter. She's getting older and older. She wants more things. It's just like, it's a never ending story. And it's a lot weighing on my shoulders. There's so many things that I want to accomplish. And I really have to give myself grace and say, you know what, chill. Take a deep breath. Everything is going to work out. Everything's going to be okay. And on that note, it's 9 minutes and I'm still rambling, but I'm going to say this. This is what I wanted to say. I had the best dream last night about my grandmother. And my grandmother, for those that don't know, her name was Fairy. And my grandmother was the sweetest, most kind. And she was with the shits now. Don't push her buttons because she'll curse you out. But she was a woman of God. She was such a sweetheart and a Southern woman with those Southern traditions that she instilled in me. I had the best dream about her last night. And it was just so warm and cozy. And I just remember every detail. So I feel like that's her coming to my dreams, letting her know that, like letting me know, like, girl, I got your back. Even if I'm not with you in spirit if I'm not with you in physical, the physical form, I'm with you in spirit. So, because she probably felt that my energy is feeling a little defeated. You know, I work so hard towards my clothing line and I'm still not like, I want more. I feel like I don't even want to date anymore. I feel like the quality of men that I'm attracting at this moment. And yes, some of these men are, these are professional men. Not the, now the one I went, like, we're not gonna go to that conversation. Some of them are professional men, but the ratchet, like when I say, and even the professional men, they have their tendencies to be ratchet as well. But I feel like when I try to lower my standards a little bit and try to meet a person halfway, it's even worse. So now what I come to realize is that I'm just going to take today by today. I'm going to take each day one step at a time. I'm not going to put too much on my shoulders. What will be, and let the chips fall where they may. I cannot worry about tomorrow, even though I am very, very anxious because I have so many goals set for myself. But I can't focus on that. I have to live in the moment. I can't worry about what happened in the past. I can't worry about what's happening in the future. I can only worry what's happening now. And as long as I do that and give myself grace, I'm going to be okay. I had that dream about my grandmom last night. It was so vivid. And then I also had a dream about my ex that passed away, and I never dream about him. Like, I always wanted to dream about him, and he's never come in my dreams. And last night I had a dream about my grandmom and him. So it's just like, are y'all guys telling me something? Like, I've never had a dream about him in a long, long time. I think since my dad passed, my mom passed, I haven't had a dream about him. So he came in my dream last night, and he was telling me something, and I felt so comfortable in the dream. And all I remember was this gold car he was in. It was like a gold car by the pizza shop, and I don't remember what he said, but the dream was so loving, and the dream with my grandmother was so loving, and I kind of dissect the dream, because in the dream of my grandmother, we was laying in a bed, and for some reason my grandmother couldn't walk in a dream, but in real life my grandmother was able to walk, but she did have bad arthritis. But in the dream, my grandmother was in the bed. I was laying in the bed with her because even when she was alive, I would spend the night with my grandmother and I would always sleep with her. And she would play 1010 News. And, you know, the news would be on 1010 News. Or she would listen to gospel, Reverend Ike. And I would just sleep with my grandmother and hear her snore. She snored like, oh my God, like real loud. And I remember being a kid and always wondering, how would it feel if I never hear that snore again? I never ever thought that I would ever not be able to hear my grandmother snore. And when God took her home, it kind of changed me so much. So Fairy, my grandmother she meant so much to me. I love my mother, my mom, she raised me. But my grandmother was like my best friend, and she taught me how to pray. She taught me how to cook. She taught me how to sew. She taught me how to be a woman. She taught me how to make sure that I'm always taking care of myself. You know, never go outside looking a mess, you know, always make sure that you look clean. Like, don't go outside with your hair looking all crazy. Like, my grandmother had pride. So when I named my company Fairy Child Cosmetics, it was after my grandmother and my mom, because Fairy Child is my mother. Well, Fairy is my grandmother and Fairy Child is my mother. So I named my business after them. And I just want to keep their legacy going. But I had that dream about her yesterday, and I don't know what she's trying to tell me in the dream, but this was one of the things that stood out to me, and I thought about it, and I'm like, wow. In the dream, we were laying in the bed, and we had to go somewhere. It was like a banquet or something we was going to. I remember we went to the banquet. It was like all this food, like seafood and lobsters and everything. It was beautiful. The dream was beautiful, and she couldn't walk. So in a dream, it's like I stood her up on my back. Like, it's like I stood up and I like wrapped her arms around my neck. And I remember I put my feet in her slippers. So it's like she had her feet in her slippers, and I like put, I don't know how it works, but she had her feet in the slippers, and I kind of slipped my feet on top of her feet, and I was walking with my grandmother. Like, I was her legs. I was her arms. I was her back. And now that I think about it, that's probably her telling me, like, I'm still there. I got your back. I am your back. I am walking with you. But in the dream, I was walking with her. But if you think about it, she was behind me. So that means she had my back, even though I was walking with her. And now that I dissect the dream, it's like, she's like, I'm here with you. You might feel that you don't have nobody. You might feel that you're in this world by yourself, baby girl, but I'm still here. You understand me? I'm walking with you through everything. And you might not see me, but I'm going to come in your dreams to let you know I'm here with you. So that's how I took the dream. And I just wanted to say that my emotions has been a lot, really heavy, grieving my little cousin. And it comes up every now and then. Grieving my parents that have been gone years now. Just feeling like I'm on this world, on this earth by myself, knowing that I'm not. I have a lot of people that love me, but I'm very closed off to who I let in my life because I've been through a lot and I've been hurt. So I shut myself off, and I feel like when I try to give the person the benefit of the doubt and they let me down, it just makes me mad at myself, not them. So I just want to do this little podcast because there's already 15 minutes, but I just wanted to just say something this Sunday, do a little weekend recap, and just keep you guys up to date or whatever, because I deactivated my Instagram, so I'm not able to post all my inspirational quotes or little cute videos, but this podcast, you definitely can get more of a transparent view of me, not a filtered version of me, just straight raw and straight uncut, and it is what it is. This is who I am, and I can't sugarcoat it. Either you like me or you love me or you don't. It doesn't matter to me because I am who I am and I'm just going to get better from here. So on that note, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. I hope you guys stay safe and protected. And I love you all. The ones that listen to me, I love you even more. You know, you can also donate. You can subscribe to my podcast, guys. Support a sister. You understand me? Whatever it is that you want to support, you can support. And that's great. I appreciate it. And on that note, love you guys. Peace out.
Bye.